My name is Greg Nelson. I'm president of Egan Fruit Packing in Fort Pierce, Florida, and we're growers, packers, and shippers of fresh Florida citrus. We've seen a slight decline in fresh orange consumption over the past 20 years, but a more significant dramatic decline in fresh grapefruit consumption. But a lot of that is driven by lack of supply because of the effects of greening, which has been particularly hard on grapefruit production.
One of the other things that you talked about were some of the up-and-coming opportunities, perhaps with new varieties. What are you seeing out there that looks promising for Florida growers?
There's several different mandarin varieties that are becoming available. The bingo variety, as it's commonly called, an early October-November mandarin. The 950, which would probably be more of a December production. And then there's some other varieties introduced from outside of Florida, the Gold Nugget, Mandalay, and such that would be for the second half of the season. And so all of those hold some potential, which still needs further plantings to really fully evaluate, but they're definitely worth taking a look at.
And you mentioned that for fresh citrus, flavor and convenience remain important factors, but also the need to increase the discussion of the health benefits of fresh citrus. What are some of those?
Well, the antioxidants, I think, are huge. I don't think we give enough attention to that because it requires a little more science and explanation on the benefits of the flavonoids and anti-cancer benefits from those. So it gets more medically oriented there. Obviously, there's always the traditional benefits of vitamin C, which most people are aware of, and fiber, and we don't want to let go of those. But I think we need more education of consumers on the benefits of the antioxidants.
Any other comments you wanted to make on challenges or opportunities in marketing fresh citrus?
Well, I would encourage growers to be open to fresh varieties because there hopefully will be increase in new plantings as we reach more progress in battling greening with these replantings. They should keep in mind that there's an opportunity to put a comfortable percentage as to as they see it into these new fresh varieties, which do hold promise for the future for the industry.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.